This is Paranormal United States, episode 36, Oklahoma. Take it away, Greg.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. So I'm going to be talking about the Purple Church in Oklahoma. So
I like purple.
Yeah, purple's a good colour. And church, so it's going to be something a little bit paranormal, you'd think, but I'll let you be the judge of that. So on the outskirts of Spencer in Oklahoma, there's a location so scary that the alleged paranormal activity there is said to be phenomenal. That location is the Purple Church. This location isn't exactly a church, and it isn't exactly purple either. Located off rural Douglas Avenue, the Purple Church is actually a concrete foundation with steps leading to an underground cellar type area, as you'll be able to see on the photographs.
That looks creepy.
Yeah, it's a strange place. Again, you probably wouldn't say it was a purple church. Some people have also said that it's a gateway to the underworld. So yeah,
looks more like that than a church.
There is speculation as to what the structure was originally used as, with the general consensus being that it was a cellar to either an old church or a private home, which was destroyed many years ago. And the purple comes from the many occult and satanic symbols that are spray painted inside and out of the small structure, as you can see on a couple of the pictures. So over the last 20 years or so, this structure has become one of Oklahoma's most infamous legend locations, as scores of teenagers and young adults flock there in order for a good scare, obviously, and just about anybody who has visited for this purpose has not been disappointed. The Purple Church has a long history of alleged satanic cult rituals, and there are many sources online that say that Sean Sellers, a 16-year-old alleged Satanist convicted of killing both of his parents and a convenience store clerk, was instrumental in first using the property for these purposes. One of the most prevalent beliefs is that when a full moon falls on Saturday, cult members meet at the Purple Church to engage in a virgin sacrifice. Similar tales also involve mothers sacrificing newborn babies here.
Okay.
Slightly nice. Crazy place. Whilst there's little to no evidence that human sacrifices are or have been conducted at a Purple Church, there are plenty of eyewitness accounts that say that animal sacrifices are routinely conducted. Dead and mutilated animals, as you can see in one of the pictures there, as well as animal bones, have been found hanging from the trees on makeshift altars and along a path leading to the Purple Church. In one tale, a witness claimed to have found a bathtub full of animal body parts.
Definitely sounds like the sacrifice is going on down there.
According to one of the legends, the Purple Church was a satanic church used for not only devil worship, but for witchcraft and animal sacrifices years and years ago. Local townsfolk eventually found out about the church and its evil followers and burned it to the ground. All that's left is the foundation and the basement. But something else was left behind, something that cannot be destroyed by fire or any other means. Another tale or legend of the Purple Church states that it was originally a house, not a church, and certainly not satanic. It was just a normal house that was eventually abandoned by those who once lived there. Some say they all died out. Others say it was the site of a tragic accident when a fire broke out and killed the entire family. And it's rumoured that the spirits of the family haunt the area, scaring away trespassers. So as far as paranormal stories go, there's little information of exactly what there are. Although the Purple Church has a widespread reputation as a local location, a local haunted location. Strange floating lights in the woods, disembodied voices and the smell of death are the most widely reported incidents. And it seems that everybody who's visited the site has reported seeing and hearing all kinds of strange and unusual things, from paranormal to supernatural and just about everything in between. So I mentioned it earlier about how it got its name, the Purple Church. And although it's satanic symbols, people say it's the purple pentagrams that are actually inside the old cellar that has come to name it the Purple Church. Paranormal investigators, mediums, psychics, and ghost hunters have made the trip to Spencer, Oklahoma, and checked out the Purple Church. Talk about a dark presence that can be felt and even heard. Most say it's not a ghost, but rather a demon of some kind. There have also been stories of investigators stumbling across rituals being performed at the site while they were investigating. They mentioned
That's what you go for, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Why look for ghosts when you can actually see it all kicking off at the time? They mentioned seeing robed figures, lit torches, and hearing chanting coming from the Purple Church. Some have even been chased away. However, some of the paranormal aspects are the least of everyone's worries when they visit the site. Again, many visitors to the site, including those in law enforcement, they and other stations in life we consider more credible when it comes to reporting, have had similar horrifying incidents with the living. People claim to be chased out of the area by these men in robes. They've had shotguns pulled on them or have otherwise been threatened. Some witnesses claim that nails are regularly thrown onto the road in order to damage tires and possibly strand people in the area. Others were chased down the road by somebody in a large truck, usually with the headlights turned off. And the property is currently owned by the Chesapeake Energy Company and is a private property. In 2006, there were rumors spread that the structure had been filled in order to cull the amount of thrill seekers, but subsequent investigations into the property have proved that to be false. However, neighbours who live across the street from the turnoff have been known to monitor the property and confront trespassers. It sounds like something in Cabin in the Woods, the wrong turn, where all these yokels turned up and start scaring people off. But when you see, I think when you see vans and large trucks being chasing you with the headlights turned off at night, that's a bit weird. So yeah, it's a bit of a strange place. And as you can see from the photos, it's not very church related, but it's definitely one of those places that you can tell some weird stuff has gone down.
Yeah, and it's like it's not the sort of the paranormal side that's scary, it's the people. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think that's a lot of the time. It's like if someone comes now, like, it's gonna be not for a good reason if someone turns up right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's creepy.
So yeah, that was Paranormal United States, Oklahoma.